It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus for this Friday edition. We do still have Pastor Passmore Moonga, who's helping us understand exactly what we're talking about as per usual. Pastor Moonga, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for sticking with us up until now.
Thank you, my brother and our listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Today we're talking standing firm. What happens when your faith and friendship seem to be on a collision course of sorts? Can you stand firm in your beliefs without sacrificing the relationship? Well, this discussion we're having today will delve into how to stay rooted in your faith while navigating potential conflicts with non-believing friends. So Pastor Moonga is here to tell us just that. Mfundis, how do you handle conflicts with non-believing friends that arise because of your faith?
Thank you very much. In the first place, we must endeavor as we share our faith that we prevent, in the first place, conflicts. And it is possible that we can prevent them. But in any case, when conflicts arise, as we share our faith, we need to realize that a conflict is a litmus test of our maturity.
Okay.
How you handle a conflict, it shows how mature you are. In other words, when we are in a conversation, when we are sharing our faith, it will be shared as a conversation, not as a fight.
Yeah.
It's not a competition. It's not a debate, but it's a conversation. And in the conversation, you share views. You hear what the other person says. They also hear what you say. So the atmosphere must not be competitive. It should not be like that of a debate. But when we make it like a fight, when we make it like the beliefs are fighting, you are debating, you are competing, then you make the conflict heightened. But when you bring it to a conversation, you are able to listen to the other one, then you find that even the conflict is lessened and it's even easier to handle it and even to cool it down.
Okay. So what are some of the ways we can use to maintain your Christian values when your friends don't share those values?
In the first place, we need to know that Christian values, actually we would say these are global values. Talk about, the Bible talks about, as Christians, we need to be patient, to be kind, to be peaceful, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These values should be presented as non-negotiable. Faithfulness. If you are not faithful, what else can you do apart from being faithful? Respect, sense of responsibility. So these should be presented much as we can. If we still want to be friends with these people, but these should be presented as non-negotiable.
Okay.
This is what defines you. Without these things fall apart, as Chinua Achebe would put it,
the center can no longer hold. Yes.
So these should be held as not negotiable because they define us. Without them, we are nowhere.
All right. So the idea is standing firm, but then again, we want to do it lovingly, Mfundis. How can you lovingly but firmly stand up for your beliefs in situations where they're actually challenging your faith? And these are your friends, by the way, your non-believing friends. How do you do that lovingly and still firmly?
Like we have said, I think in the other conversation, we need to be calm. We need to be polite. We need to be respectful, and at times we need to repackage what we are presenting. We need to rebrand what we are presenting. Either that is our beliefs, and like we said the other day, we make our beliefs to be realistic, that they meet the struggles we have in our lives. They answer. They are practical. They are part of our life, and when others adopt them, it is to their benefit.
Right.
It's like when you tell someone not to steal, when they don't steal, it's not my benefit, it is their own, it is their benefit.
Right.
So,
are you still there, Mfundis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that we also have to talk about is that we need to be open-minded. That is also very important. We need to show the other person that we are open-minded. We are ready to listen to what they have to say.
Right.
Because as we listen to what we have to say, we can see the holes in what they are saying, the needs that they want to make. Because someone can be saying, no, me, I don't accept this. Meanwhile, they are struggling with something in their life.
Right.
And before we discover what they are struggling with, we cannot unearth, we cannot meet. But when we know what they are struggling with in their lives, we know now how to package our message so that we can know, oh, this person whom I'm talking has just lost a child, has just lost a wife. And before we answer to that need, to that struggle, we may be doing something in vain.
Right. Now let's talk about forgiveness from this very difficult concept, which has been stumping a lot of people, and I suspect I may be one of those people as well. What role does forgiveness play when your faith is ridiculed or misunderstood, perhaps, by your friends?
I'm reminded of Paul in Acts 17, where we find these people saying, what does this babbler want to say? This proclaimer of other gods. You know, that's a ridicule, like a mockery. But there's one writer who said that forgiveness is a sign of maturity, and that only great people forgive. And in the Lord's Prayer, it is also there that we need to forgive because we were forgiven. We need to forgive because we were forgiven. And then the other thing also that we need to mention to our listeners and to you, my dear brother, the presenter, is that there is no one on earth you will offend the way you offended God. There's no one on earth who will offend you the way you have offended God by being a sinner.
Okay.
So there's no one who will offend me the way I have offended God by being a sinner.
Right.
Being a rebel against his government. So, and then this God that we offended by being sinner, forgave us. And this is the same forgiveness we have to show to another person. So when I forgive another person, I am saying that this is what God has done for me. I'm extending it to you.
Right.
So when we are struggling to forgive other people, we are saying that we have not accepted the forgiveness from God.
Hey.
We have not understood it.
Hey. Wow. Final question for this, and I'll let you go this Friday afternoon. How can you seek God's guidance when making difficult decisions about friendships that challenge your faith?
It's not easy. But when we look at Matthew 11, 28 to 30, where Jesus says, invites us, come to me. But the part that I love about that is being yoked. I'm a village boy who come from a farming area, and we use oxen. And then you have got a yoke that puts these oxen together. So Jesus says, you are supposed to be yoked to him. When you are yoked to him, he helps you making decisions.
Mm.
He helps you move. When you want to stray, that yoke keeps those oxen in the same path, the same distance. No animal stray. So when we are yoked with Jesus, he helps us in decision making. Because in most cases, we don't know what to do. Do I go to the right or do I go to the left?
Right.
But when we are with him, he is going to help us. I look at the point of Paul in Acts chapter 18. Paul almost gave up. In verse 6, Acts chapter 18 says, but when they opposed him and blasphemed, he says, well, your blood be on you and on your heads. From now, I will go to the Gentiles.
Mm.
But when you go to verse 9 there, it says, now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night. Do not be afraid, but speak, do not keep silent. I am with you, and no one will attack you or hurt you. I have many people in this city. Then verse 11, and he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. He had decided, this place, no. Let me go somewhere, not Corinth. But God says, no, stick here. Even if there's this opposition, there's this blasphemy, I've got people who are here with me. So when we are yoked with Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he will help us to make the right decision at the right time in the right place.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's how we conclude our series on daily focusing on unequally yoked with our friends, and particularly friends. And so Mfundisi Sumunga was helping us navigate this. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time, for your insights and your perspectives. Have a blessed preparation day and enjoy your Sabbath tomorrow.
You are most welcome, and our listeners, siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That's very good.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.